We are learning Masechtas B'Metzia Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Avedosoi va'aveda soviv. Someone finds an aveda, and he also, it's his father's aveda, turns out, and the other one's his aveda. And which one should he bring home? Only carry one of them. Should he take his own or his father's? The halacha is avedosoi kedemes. His own aveda goes first. We'll see tomorrow what's the drasha for that. Avedosoi va'aveda surabai. If it's a choice, only could carry one home, his own aveda or the aveda of his Rebbe. Shaloi kedem, he also goes first. B'kitzach hayecha kedem, you go first. Avedas aviv v'avedas rabbi. There's a choice to take care of the aveda of your father or the aveda of your Rebbe. So rabbi kedemes. Your Rebbe goes first. Why? Sha'aviv havil olam hazeh. Your father brought you to olam hazeh. V'rabbi shalom duchachma mavil l'chayim haba. Your Rebbe taught you chachma, brought you l'chayim haba. We'll see in the Gemara, that with the Machlokes Gemara, what's Rebbe shalom duchachma? If you want man diyama, it means Reiv Chachma, so he came from this Rebbe, so he goes first. Avad, if your father taught you Chachma, so then you have both. But here we're talking about the father just brought him to Olam Hazeh. And the rabbi was Lamed Torah, so then the rabbi goes first. Vim Aviv Chacham, Mimachim Chacham, and some agaris, the Aviv is the same level Chacham as the Rebbe. Then shall Aviv Kedemas, like we just spoke out, because then you have both, Kibur Aveim, and you have the Maila of the Chacham. If your father and the Rebbe were carrying a load, so not only by Aveda is this halacha apply, that the Rebbe goes first, the same applies for they're both carrying a heavy load. You want to help them out. So you first take care of the Rebbe, and then you take care of the father. If both of them were captured, they were hostages, Poyde es rabbi, you first poyde the Rebbe, vach poyde es aviv. Vim aviv chacham, if the aviv is a chacham like the Rebbe, poyde es aviv, vach poyde es rabbi. You poyde the aviv, and then the rabbi, and pashas goes back on the case of prika also, of helping out also. And you also have to know why the Mishnah has to give three cases, aveda, prika, and pidyon, and the Gemara does not talk about that. But I saw that Ben Yada talks about it, but I didn't look it up. So there is a pshat here. You have to know why there's three different cases over here. Look at the Gemara
Vayita. Well, these
three cases are after the rabbi is right. Yeah. It's a chalik in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. What's the makar that your aveda? The beginning of the Mishnah said that if you have your aveda and the aveda of your father, or your aveda and the aveda of your rabbi, you go first. Yourself goes first. Not immediately. What's the makar for that? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Efes ki lo yiyeh b'cha evyon. That there will always be evyonim by Klai Yisrael. That's Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk. But with Darsh like this, be careful that you should not be an evyon. Efes ki lo yiyeh b'cha evyon. Shalachah koyim shal shalachah adam. With Darsh like this, be careful that you don't become evyon. So therefore, take care of your stuff, even before you do any mitzvahs with other people's stuff. Shalachah koyim shalachah adam. You're first boy of any other person. And the way Rashi learns like this, that even though you're right, you have a right to say my aveda goes first, but if you're always medactic like this and you never go l'fnei mashur sadin, so then you will come to be a ani. I'll read Rashi inside. Rashi is always on top of the amud. Kol v'kayim ba'atz mekach. Apapi shaloi hitilu lava kosov. Even though the Torah was not mechayiv you to give back to other person's aveda. Yes, lo adam likanes l'fnei mashur zedin. A person should try to go l'fnei mashur zedin. Loi l'daktik, and not to be someone daktik shloi koydim. Im loi behefsim mechiyach, it's a clear hefsid. Im tom daktik, if he's always been daktik on his own stuff, pyrik malav olgmil chasadim v'tzdaka, he loses the whole oil of tzdaka mil chasadim, and v'soyb tzdaka b'riyas, and that will cause him, they'll need b'riyas one day. That's the way the Rashi learns. Tais learns, the Marsha learns a little bit different. Marsha learns, the Lashon Kol Mekayim means that he's being Mekayim Bas Bekach, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, but he speaks out, every time he does this, he speaks out, you know, my Aved is first, because Efes Kloyiv Ka'evyen. Zok to Marsha, if he speaks it out, it's called Pesach Piv L'Satan, and Sev Dekach. That's the Marsha learns. Rosh Loimar. Shemisha Oimel, the Lekach Machse Vidosov, Levitis Ove, Lekayim Mikroze, Efes Kloyiv Ka'evyen, Shlioni, Hine Pesach Piv L'Satan, Zok to Marsha, Sev Dekach. A little bit different. And those are the two pshat, we have Rashi pshat and the Mashal's pshat. So the rabbi, the Hoya Alva Rabbi Nesim Mas, so you're talking about who is this rabbi? What level rabbi is this? Rabbi Shomru, Dr. Bryce, Rabbi Shomru, Rabbi Shalom Vundu Chachma, Beloy Rabbi Shalom the Mikro Mishnah. We're talking about a rabbi who teaches you Gemara. Chachma means Gemara. And not a rabbi who teaches you Chumash or Mishnayas. Divrei Rav Meir. Rashi explains what does Chachma mean. Chachma means that it's Gemara, which means it teaches you. That's what means. Chachma means Gemara. The Lost Rashi is Svaras Taimei HaMishnah to explain the reason of the Mishnah. The Havin Shlo Yusayisha Zu Azu V'Taimei Isav Hetter V'Achiv Abtur V'Hu Nikro Gemara. So Rav Meir says Daf Gemara not Mikro Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Eimer Kol Shuroiv Chachmasay Menu. Anyone who's Roiv Chachmasay is from that Rebbe, that's called your Rebbe. It means, if this guy does not learn Mishnah and Gemara, but he knows a lot of Chumash, and all his Chumash is from this Rebbe, that's his Rebbe. Lav Davka have to teach you Gemara. Rab Yaisi Eimer, I feel like, hey, ain't of Elva Mishnah Achas, even if this Rebbe only taught you one Mishnah, Elva Mishnah Achas, Zeo Rabbi, that's called the Rebbe already. Omar Rav, Rav is an example. What type of Rebbe is that taught you only one thing? Omar Rav, going, Rav Schayra, the Azbaron, Zuhuma Listerin. That Rav said, like Rav Schayra taught me one thing. He taught me to explain these words, Zuhuma Listerin. It's a Mishnah Mesechlis Kalim, talking about a certain type of Kali. And what is this Zuhuma Listerin? And he taught me that this is a big spoon that you use to take away the foam that gathers on top of a big pot. You use this to move it to the side. That's this type of spoon, a special type of spoon. So that's what Zuhuma Listerin means. They taught me that, and that's already Kfir Rav Yaisi, considered a Rebbe. Shmuel, Kara Mani Aleh, Humar Abonim, the Asbury, Echo Yer Lamas Hashechi, the Acha Paseach Kivon. Shmuel, raised Kriya on the certain Rabbanon who was Nifter, who taught him one thing. He taught him, Pshad in the Mishnah and Talmud that says, Achas Yer Lamas Hashechi, the Acha Paseach Kivon. What's this talking about? They had to open the doors of the Heichel every single day. Now the doors of the Heichel cannot be opened from the outside, it had to be opened from the inside. Now, if you ever saw a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Heichel, and in front of it is a wide hallway called, not a long hallway, a wide hallway called the Ulam. It was wider than the Heichel. Now you walk into the Ulam, the door was open, you walked in, and you went to the right side of the Heichel. In the thickness of the wall of the Heichel to the right side was a door called a Pishpish. And to make it not so easy to open it up, you had to stick your hand all the way in until your armpit and open the door from behind that pishpish. And you open that lock and you went in and you're going through the walls of the Heichel. You make a left turn, because this door was on the right side of the door of the Heichel. You make a left turn and you open another door easily, and then you go into the Heichel and you open the doors from the inside. So when it says in the Mishnah, Echad Yerid Lamas Hashechi, means one of the locks getting into the walls of the Heichel reached to Lamas Hashechi. You have to stick your hand all the way in. And the other one, Pesach Kivon, was very easy to open up. So he taught him this thing, he ripped Rice Kriya on that. Amu Ula, Tamidei Chacham Meshav Bavel, Oimdim Zeh Pnei Zeh, they stand up for each other, Bekarim Zeh Zeh, and they Rice Kriya on each other. Why? Because they each teach each other Torah. Well, in Yenav Veda, but when it comes to Aveda, the only choizer to Rabbi Movik, which Rashi explains means Roiv Chachmasim Enu like Rabbi Yehuda, which means they still paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Aveda. When it comes to Kavod, they give Kavod to everyone who teaches them in any Torah. Kabayim Rav Chista Rav Huna, Talmud v'tzarech lo. Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, which is Rabbi, what happens if you're a Talmud, v'tzarech le rabbi, and the Rebbe needs a Talmud, which means sometimes the Talmud knows different shmois, different sayings for different Talmidei Chachamim that the Rebbe doesn't know. So he wants to know, if the Rebbe needs a Talmud, what's the halacha? Does it have a din of a Rebbe, do you have to turn that aveda first or not? That was the question. So Rav Chista asked this Rebbe Rav Huna. Rav Huna thought that Rav Chista is insinuating that Rav Huna needs him. So Amale Chista, Loi Tzurchin Eloch, I don't need you. At Tzurchas Li, you need me. Ad Abam Shnin Ikpudei Adadi. For 40 years, they were makbar each other. That's the way Mashal learns. For 40 years, they were makbar each other. Others learn that was part of Rav Huna's time. They read like this. At shrichas li adabar mishnen. You need me until 40 years. But at the end of the day, ikbar adal, they got angry at each other. They were upset at each other. They were insulted from each other. They did not go to each other anymore. Yosef Rav Chista Abam Tanisim from the Chalos died to Rav Huna. Rav Chista fasted 40 Tanisim because he insulted Rav Huna. And Yosef Rav Huna Abam Tanisim from the Chalos died to Rav Chista because he was Choshed Rav Chista. But it sounds like they didn't get together. Especially if we're waiting for Mashal learns, for 40 years, they didn't come back to each other anymore after this Maisa. Which means we have three shittas. What's called a rabbi? Either the one teaches you Gemara, or it means Rav Chachmasa, or anything. So he passed like Rav Yehuda, says Rav Chachmasa. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna bar Rav Sheshes, lach Rav Yosi. He passed like Rav Yosi, even one thing, teaches you one thing already, he's called a rabbi. Fakti Gemara, Mir Rav Yechon, Hayechid, Rav Yechon say that. Vom Rav Yechon, lach is Tam Mishnah. We pass along Stam Mishnah V'tanan, Rabbi Shalom de Chachmar, Mishnah says Chachmar, I'm assuming that means any Chachmar. So how can they pass along Rav Yehuda? Our Mishnah says, he taught you Chachmar. Chachmar, or it means Gemara at least. No, it means Stomach Ramei, Rash says. Stomach Ramei, it sounds like Chachmar means Gemara. How can they say Rav Chachmasa? It sounds like it's a Stam Mishnah Ramei, or everything Gemara. My Chachmar, Rav Chachmasa. It means Rav Chachmasa, whatever it is. Mikra, Mishnah, Chachmar is not Dafik mean Gemara. It means Rav Chachmasa. And it's a stomach of Rav Yehuda who says that Rabbi Muvik, you return the Aveda to Rabbi Muvik, you don't dafka need Gemara, and not like Ramea, not like Rabbi Yosi. Torah Rabbanan. Ha'iskim b'mikra, someone who learns Chumash all the time, he's a Chumashid, Mida. It's a level. V'ein Mida, it's not such a great level. Because Mishnah Gemara is better. Because why is it better? So Rashi explains the reason why it's better is because in those days, they didn't have the Torah Shabbat Peh written down. So you had to chazer it much more. So therefore, Mikra, you always could look it up in a Chumash. But you should concentrate more on Gemara and Mishnah because there, you're not going to remember it if you don't chazer it a bunch of times. So therefore, Ma'iskan Mikra, Midah, Ve'na Midah. But Mishnah, Midah, Ve'na Yitla, Eschar, Yitzchar. But Gemara, Ein Lecha, Midah, G'day, L'mezuz. There's nothing better than Gemara. L'Olam, because you just learn Mishnayis, it's very hard to pass in from a shnayis, a lot of stiris, you don't really understand it. And therefore, Gemara is a bigger level. So, ain't look on midah g'dayla mezuz, no bigger midah than Gemara. V'lo oylam ha'verotz to mishnah yaisim and Gemara. Ma'isi should run to the mishnayis more than Gemara. For anything Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about, it's a stira. Hagu v'kash, amrit be Gemara, l'cham midah g'dayla mezuz. You tell me Gemara is the best. V'hod ha'amrit, then you say, lo oylam ha'verotz to mishnah yaisim and Gemara, then you say, you go always run to the mishnayis more than Gemara. You just told me Gemara is the best. Om Rav Yechanan, on top of our base, Om Rav Yechanan, b'imei Rebbe nishas mishazu. First, in the days of Rebbe, it was said over this brisa, the elecha midah gedoyla from Gemara. And what happened was, shaf kikuli amma masdisim. Everyone started learning Gemara, and everyone left the Mishnayis. But also was the Gemara, they went to learn Gemara. Had the darshlu, then Rebbe said no. V'lo oylam have a rost the Mishnah Yosef HaGemara. The darshan, they should always run to Mishnah more than Gemara, because he wanted them to go back to Mishnayis. What was the reason? Because they were forgetting all the memories, who said what, and therefore, after Rebbe was Mesader, the whole Mesader, all the Mishnayis now, he said, run back to Mishnayis. My Darish, because Darish Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Loi. My Dechsev, and this question is, my Darish, is, why do we say Gemara is big? Where do we see in the Psukim, where's it right from Apostle, that Gemara is the best? My drash, kedarash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, my dechsev says in the pasuk, "V'hageid la'ami pisham ulebeis Yaakov chatosam." We learn from the pasuk, "Ami is the tamid chamim, and beis Yaakov is a regular common folk." So, my dechsev hageid la'ami pisham beis Yaakov chatosam, hageid la'ami pisham eil tamid chamim that sheshkago is naslam kazdainis. Everything turns into Pisham. Pisham means amazed. All the shaygigs are considered amazed. Well, the base Yaakov Chatosam, Elo Ami Aretz, should the Zedainois Naslam Kishkagos, their Zedainois become like Shkagos. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this, that a Talmud Chacham has to know Gemara well. He has to know Gemara well. If he makes a mistake, it's because he didn't learn his Gemara well. And therefore, everything is considered amazed, because even if he's a shaygig, he should learn better. Mashenkin Am Aretz, what do you want from him? He doesn't know. So for him, all his lands land up being a shaygig. The Hainan Tanan, Rudo Aimer, have a Zohar B'Talmud. Make sure you learn the Gemara well. Shashigas Talmud Eilo Zodin. If you make a mistake in the Talmud, had explained the Mishnayis, the Steerus of Mishnayis, the timing of Mishnayis, that will cause and make it to be considered a Mezid. Be considered on purpose. And be considered negligent. And that's not an apostle. That's the Makar. Gemara is the best. From that apostle of Hageid La'amei Pisham will face Yaakov Chatoso. Dorush, how do you say?
And
Amoritz
is better because his
copies it's a taina. Amoritz is better. Amoritz is better in this prat, but the Talmud Chacham is better because he's a Talmud Chacham. But it's a taina on Talmud Chacham if he doesn't know the Gemara. So therefore, someone who's learned has to learn Gemara because it's a taina on him. Yeah. It says in the pasuk, Shimu Dvar Hashem. Listen to Dvar Hashem. Acharedim El Dvaray. Those who listen to my words. Omru achechem, soinechem, nadechem, leman shmiich, ichpar Hashem, v'nir v'simchaschem, v'hem v'voyishu. That's the lashon of the pasuk. And the Gemara is the darshan, every part of the pasuk. Who is the shimu dvar Hashem, hachareidim el dvarai? Who's that referring to? Who are the people who listen to the words of Hashem, who listen to the words of, dvarai, to my words? Who are these people? Elo tibidu chamu. Imru achechem, that's elo bala mikra. I guess the lashon imru. They lame. Don't know Bali Mikra. Seinechem, Elu Bali Mishnah. The Seinechem are the Bali Mishnah. Why are they called Seinechem? So Rashi explains because they hate the Bali Gemara. Why do they hate the Bali Gemara? Because the Bali Gemara say about the Bali Mishnah that the Mavali Olam. The Gemara in Saita says the people who only learn Mishnayis are Mavali Olam, destroy the world because they paskim from Mishnayis, which cannot be done. And therefore, the Talmid Chacham call the Bali Mishnah, they call them Mavali Olam. Therefore, the Mavali Mishnah hate the Bali Gemara, and that's why it's called Sonechem. Elo Bali Mishnah. Minadechem, Elo Ami Oretz. The Ami Oretz don't like to be the Chamim, and therefore they're like a Nida to them. Minadechem also Nida. Like they treat them like a Nida. Keep them away. Shema Toimar, maybe you'll say, Ovad Sivrom, Eloshon is Posak Sivrom, about the Sechuyom. Maybe you say there's no hope for these Amaratim, the Bali Mishnah, the only one to have hope is Bali Gemara. Tamalayim have a nira b'simchaschem. Don't say the era. It says the nira. They don't say the era b'simchaschem. The Navi says no. Ani vach or altogether. Nira means altogether, not me. Altogether. Ani vachechem, senechem, adechem. We all see b'simchaschem. We all see in the Geula. Shema Taimar Yisrael Yevayishu. Tamalayim vehem Yevayishu. Avichavim Yevayishu Yisrael Yismachu. The goyim, the evichav, the ones in the Vayizara, they're not from you. They are going to be embarrassed. But the Yisrael of Yismaichu means even though every part of Klal Yisrael will all be included in the gevaldig simcha of the geula, they're all going to be part of it. Nira v'simchaschem, and the ones who are going to be embarrassed are v'heim yivayishu are going to be the goyim who will be embarrassed. Hadun alach perak elu metzias b'li nadav.